Well, today, officials in Jordan say they completed a second round of airstrikes against ISIS fighters. More retaliation for the burning death of a captured Jordanian pilot. Meanwhile, in Amman, Jordan today, a prominent jihadi preacher, Abu Muhammad al-Maqdisi, lashed out against ISIS for the burning death. The preacher had been jailed for calling for jihad. He's been seen, though, as a spiritual mentor for al-Qaeda militants. Al-Qaeda and ISIS are enemies, and that preacher has now been released from jail. Saeed Shahada is with the BBC's Arabic service. He joins us from London. And Saeed, tell us more about this cleric. Is that interesting to you, that a cleric who backs jihadis is condemning ISIS?
It looks like that, but in reality not, because Abu Muhammad al-Maqdisi is a Palestinian-born preacher who is seen as a spiritual mentor for al-Qaeda. He was a mentor and the spiritual guide for Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who is the former chair of al-Qaeda in Iraq. But he disowned him for targeting civilians indiscriminately in the Amman Hotel, which killed 57 people in 2005. And this incident was dubbed as Jordan's 9/11. He tried to help, this is a reporting, tried to help to release Muaz al-Kasasba, the Jordanian pilot, but he was not successful. But when he was released Thursday, which yesterday, 5th of February, he said after he was released that killing was not acceptable in any religion. But, you know, like releasing him at that time, I think the Jordanian government trying to get support against the IS and trying to calm the anger of people through using Abu Muhammad al-Maqdisi. But he was detained in October 2014, allegedly for using the internet to publish jihadi literature.
So you're saying the Jordanian government might have released this preacher from prison because even though he might have been an enemy of the state, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. He, since he's an enemy of ISIS, they want that word out. It just underscores how complicated things are. You have al-Qaeda and ISIS. And I'm just wondering, how's the average Jordanian on the street, though, responding to all of this? We understand that they are completely backing the Jordanian president's attacks on ISIS now.
The Jordanian people supporting the Jordanian king, King Abdullah, who cut his trip to the United States to came to show his solidarity and condolence to the family of al-Kasasba. And they gain the support of people. People today in Jordan were united behind the government in supporting the Jordanian to fight against ISIS. And on the top of that, the father of al-Kasasba said to the king when he visited him to show his condolence that he is willing to give his other son to help to fight ISIS. And ISIS has become for every Jordanian or the public opinion in Jordan the enemy of all Jordanians after what he done.
Is there a concern in Jordan that ISIS will come there?
There is, you know, like, and this is the reason, like, people and all the newspaper in Jordan today and yesterday and after the killing of the pilot, they saying that it's the enemy of the Jordan. They fear that they come here, they come to Jordan. There is some Jordanian part, you know, the like other Arab countries and like even the West, like became part of the IS in Syria, Raqqa, and in Iraq and Mosul. So there is some of the Jordanian are part of the IS and part of Al Qaeda. So there is fear from Jordan, like this kind of extremism go to Jordan. So Jordan being fighting the IS is also helping itself to stop radicalization and jihadists, you know, like doing atrocities like what happened in 2005 by the supporters and sympathizer of al-Qaeda in Amman.
Yeah. What's your sense of how far Jordan will go? Will they send troops? How much of a, you know, conflagration will this become?
The Arab and Jordanian like participation in this coalition is not like big, it's symbolic. The most airstrikes coming from the American pilots and from American aeroplanes. So but the symbolic participation of the Arab countries, including Jordan, is very good for the image of that it's a coalition. It's not an American war.
So Saeed, you're saying that even with Jordan saying that it's upping its involvement, it's still just symbolic, although important. It's still symbolic.
All the reports coming, like about 90% of the number of the airstrikes, which more than 2,000 airstrikes, it's coming from the U.S. and the Arab contribution was symbolic. Even the other countries, not only the Arab countries, but even like the Jordan like upping its operation now, it might be for 1, 2, 3 a week, but not more than that. But it will carry on as a supporter, as a partner for the U.S.-led coalition. And it, in itself, whatever the size of the contribution, it's very good for the image of the coalition to fight and stop ISIS from what they're doing.
Well, in fact, we're seeing that U.S. fighter jets are accompanying Jordanian F-16s, so they are doing it together. Saeed Shahada with the BBC's Arabic service, thank you so much for an update on what is happening in the Middle East.
Thank you, Robin.